Alright, welcome to a new episode of whatever this is. This is Tim and he's Ray. Let's go.
Man, you got some, you got somewhere to be tonight, Tim.
sleep.
That's true.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, welcome to episode 19 of 2P Start Live. He's Tim.
And he's Ray.
And we hope you enjoy the show. I feel like we should start doing more like announcer voices for this kind of stuff. You know, shake it up a little bit, get the people excited.
Yeah, but I don't want to be fake. I'm really not an exciting kind of vocal guy, you know.
But do you think I'd be more exciting than what you are right now? No offense.
Well, yeah. Of course it would be. But I could try it, I guess.
I'll tell you what. For the rest of the show here, we'll switch off doing some more grand openings. We'll get really excited about what we're going to talk about.
Yeah. Why don't we just make this whole episode a bunch of intros to the show, and then people can just listen to it over and over again and pick which one they like best.
We'll stick in the Japanese version.
Tick-tong, to be stopped. Live.
Okay. Let's. No. All right. But first, trivia for you. Our winner from last week, who is the quickest to correctly answer what this song is Tustin, who said,
"I definitely know I know this chime. I just can't place my finger on exactly where the chime is from. I know it is a boss fight from one of the more recent Super Mario games. I think it's from Mario Galaxy during the first level of boss fight. As you beat up the boss, the level increases, and the music gets more intense."
It is indeed from Mario Galaxy. To clarify, it's when you battle Camella, the giant magic Koopa. So, Tustin, you know the drill. I'll be making your picture into a floating 2-piece start head, and then add you to our contest winners page along with everybody else.
One request, though. Next time, Tustin, try to give it a little, shall we say, confidence in your answers. Yeah, just be firm, you know? This is what it's from.
That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
That's right. And if you're wrong, just go down with the ship, you know?
You know, I'm surprised it was Mario Galaxy, to be honest. I mean, after you said Pong, I really started making the connection. I was like, you know, it could be.
Pong was way ahead of its day. So, what do we got next? The topic of the... No, never mind.
No, as such, here's our next contest. Leave us a comment or send us an email and tell us what game this chime is from. Remember, if you can correctly name where you hear the chime in the game as well, you gain an extra edge against the competition if your correct entries are only a day apart. So, let the guessing begin.
Our next topic of the week?
Yeah, we don't have one.
That's right. No topics of the week. Nothing worthy of this podcast.
Nope, it's the calm before the storm. Next week,
yes,
brawl.
That's true. Next week, Ray will be... engrossed in Smash Brothers Brawl, and he will take a short, very short bathroom-type break to do this podcast.
And, which won't involve me leaving the room at all.
Or going to the bathroom, hopefully. Are you going to have a little cup by your TV where you can just pee in the cup or something?
I just got to make sure it's a different cup from the one I drink out of. That's the important part.
Just don't pour yourself apple juice, okay? Well, so Ray's going to take a break from his Brawl marathon and kind of, I guess...
I might eat by the third day. I'm not sure yet.
Well, I'm going to check up on you because I don't want you to die because of this
game.
You
do realize they're going to call me and it's going to sound like a war zone. I'm going to be like screaming like, oh my gosh, the stereo's going to be blasting.
Ray,
is everything okay?
What's
going
on?
Oh my god, I've had the time of my life, man. you got to be over here.
Yeah, well, we're going to try to capture all that enthusiasm in the podcast next week. So yes, this is the calm before the storm. We're going to have all our regular segments, but no topic.
And there is someone I was hoping to be playing the game with. come Uh-oh. Sunday, but I will no longer be able to.
Is this an announcement?
Yeah, this is, you know, we kept it secret. We wanted to make it a world premiere on 2P Start Live.
That's horrible.
But, yeah, actually, for Jessica and I recently broke up. So for those of you who are looking forward to having her back on the show,
that's
got
all
bad news. It's
all one of you. Andrew, I think it was.
Those of you who are hoping she wouldn't return, well, you can pop some bottles of champagne now for yourselves. No. Yeah, it's really too bad too. You know, this doesn't help either, because there are some people who had a theory that I don't actually have a girlfriend. You know, they're like, oh yeah, right. Sure, the girlfriend who's in Mexico, whatever. So this doesn't help that at all, because now they technically have more proof. But
well, the other thing it doesn't help is our comic had a little controversy this week.
That's right, yeah.
I don't know if this is a good segue into comic talk, but...
Let's go for it.
All right, well, here's comic talk.
Hey, I thought we were going to have grand entrances here.
Oh.
Okay, here's
First of all, we never had an intro for comic talk, so how do we make a grand entrance for something we never had?
But didn't I used to say, like, now it's time for comic talk, or something like... Didn't I say something like that before?
That's lame. Time for comic talk? That's not like catchy or anything. What should we do for comic talk?
Oh well, Mister, that's stupid. Well, what should we do? Yeah, if you know so well, please show us.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's comic talk.
Oh my gosh,
is that good? Find a clip of somebody saying that from a Superman cartoon.
Let's just... Well, there is a TV commercial on that's like, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's approved.
Oh, no.
Anyway, off topic.
Horrible.
Okay, comic talk. So,
comic talk.
We had our little Patapon edition this week, and I was a little worried about doing the comic because I had seen, like, the Kirby... Who did the Kirby one?
VG Cats.
VG Cats had done 100 Kirby's hats. And there was 100 Kirby's, each with a different hat. You know, a Sonic hat, a Donkey Kong hat, Earthworm Jim hat. It was pretty cool. I liked looking kind of... I enjoyed looking through them. And so when Tim gave me this idea of like, hey, we should do like Patapons, and they're all different ones, and they have different names. You know, and then... And the way they look resembles their names and stuff. And I'm like, what's Patapon? You know? Like,
yeah.
I had never heard of it. So he sent me a video, and God, man, I wish I could tell that story about Jessica with that video, but then it would just be mean now.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Before it would have been okay, and now it's just like, well, that's mean. God, that was hilarious, though. Yeah, and so I set out to do work on the comic, kind of worried, you know, are we doing another VG Cats copy or whatever? Because don't we have a problem with that, where we seem to line up our comics?
That's Dueling Analogs.
Oh, yeah. See, Tim's in charge of all the technical stuff. I try not to copy
the same comic too often.
Right.
I try to rip off different artists, so...
One of these days, for Tim's take, you know, instead of drawing his own comic, he's just going to copy and paste one.
I'm just going to copy a JPEG from somebody else's
website.
No,
don't even copy it. Just don't even copy it. Just put the link directly from their site.
Oh, no.
Whoever it may be, yeah.
That would be horrible.
And so I was happy to find out. You know, I was talking to you, Tim, and you're like, no, I hadn't seen that comic yet.
No, I hadn't seen it till today when the Joystick did their little wrap-up. And
thanks for lying about that. It helps me feel a little better.
Oh, sure. No, I don't look at their site that often because they don't make comics that often. But typically when the comics are up, they're in Joystick, so that's kind of when I see it. But, no, I mean, the comics are a little similar, I guess. Like, we both had a Pac-Man guy and a Donkey Kong guy. But his was less of a joke, more of like, you know...
It was cool.
It was great.
We like to see as many Kirby hats as we can.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. It really
shower
was.
Shower ourselves.
But there wasn't like a clever thing to it, you know what I mean? Like,
right, yes.
With
that's
ours,
where
it was
ours
a play
succeeds.
On words that would... And then it would be funny by the way the Patapon guys looked. So,
yes,
I mean,
so in ours, it's more of like how... In some of the frames, it's like how they all interact together. You know,
right.
Like, flat upon, fat upon, and sat upon. Like, right. That's great. I like that. That was good.
That one worked out really well, yeah.
Yeah, we had a few that didn't make the cut.
Yeah, there was one that was really inappropriate.
Tim throws these inappropriate ones at me, and for once, I finally just did it.
Yeah,
I finally
you actually
made
drew
it.
And then I saw it.
And then
it,
Tim's I don't know if we should have that. I'm like,
yeah.
Dude.
Well, my wife was like,
"You gotta say what it is now." Right?
My wife was like, "Well, what is that?" And then I had to explain it to her, and she's like, "How do you know what that is?" I'm like, "I don't know. I'm an awful person."
You're like, "Well, how do you know?" That's what you should have said.
No, she didn't
She didn't. I'm sorry.
So I had to explain it to her.
She was like, you just told me.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, what's for dinner? So anyway, the thing I wanted to talk about in Comic Talk was there's a little controversy, I guess, with the Padawan, like the Mexican guy with the sombrero.
Like, hey, that was Tim's idea.
Let's clarify here. I said we should do a Padawan and just give him a sombrero. And then Ray also, like, made him, like, his eye was, like, half closed, like he was sitting down.
He's, like, sitting down against a wall or something.
Like,
yeah,
it's a siesta or something, right? I mean, still, I don't think it's bad.
I know. We did get a number of comments that are like, you know, some people might find that racist and offensive. And
right.
I was like, I'm not too worried about that. Of course, at the time, I was dating a Hispanic girlfriend, and now I'm not. So now I'm just screwed.
Yeah, that was your cover, and now
that was
now
my
you're
cover, man.
Gone.
So many Mexican jokes lost.
Anyhow, well, somebody on Joystick was like, "Padawan, okay, F you, 2P star, you know, blah blah blah, F you." And I'm like, why is that racist? Like, it's just, he was Mexican. Like, I could have done Padawan, like, W-O-N, and made him, you know, Japanese or something. It's not necessarily, right? It's not racist.
I mean, I'm not saying anything.
That's not the intention. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm naive or something, but here's my justification here. I looked through some of the people that linked our comic. And,
that's right.
And here you go. LatinoGamers.net.
Yeah, and we're like, oh, crap.
I was like, oh, my gosh. What do they say? Like, they're going to ream us or something. So I did a little translation on Babelfish. And it's great. I mean, he said, perfect webcomic for the weekend. In order to see the rest of the comic, the Padawan comic by 2P Start, press the next button. Didn't say anything bad. I mean, this is LatinoGamers.net. I think we're okay.
Exactly.
So...
some good
if anyone
news.
Was offended,
we're endorsed. We're endorsed by LatinoGamers.com.
Yeah, we're endorsed. So there you go. They gave us the okay. But if you're offended, I'm sorry. We don't try to offend people unless.
Yeah, I mean, you've heard us talk enough about like censoring things, and you know we don't want to hurt people's feelings. So
unless it was Roger Ebert, right?
Hey, no hard feelings.
No hard feelings. That was the name of the comic. So with each awesome, amazing, wonderful comic
comes great comments.
That's right. Suggestion box.
This week was no different.
No different. Lots of great comments.
I got a small number here. I can just rapid fire these things off for you.
Go for it.
Brandon CTL said, OMG, that's hilarious, man. Patacong. Is that website dedicated to Patapon?
Yeah.
Yes, we've been doing Padawan comics for 55 weeks now. It just doesn't end, man. I think maybe people see all the different frames and they think that those were all separate comics.
Well, also the header image that changes every week, you know, this week.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
Tim and Ray Padawan characters.
Yes, that's true.
I mean,
yes.
Pada Tim and Pada Ray.
I wonder how many times we've said Pada in this podcast.
Somebody count and then get back to us. Thank you.
We'll give you a cookie.
wasn't that was on the PlayStation board?
I don't remember. I just pulled them. Whenever I found one I liked, I pulled one.
Yeah, that was pretty.
Here's
fun
another one from Ratchet H22. Bond. Padawan. I like that one. That's just me, I guess.
That's good.
Joe said, Padawan Papelbon won it for me. And I was like, hey, someone got the Padawan Papelbon reference.
Which you didn't get, right?
No, of course not.
I'm a big baseball and football fan, so any sports things you see in there are probably something I injected.
And then finally, Shmuel said, Patapon takes the lead simply because of Patapond. And yeah, we were kind of banking on the Patapond a little bit. We were like, yeah, Pwned.
We figured, put that at the end. That'll be our little punchline there.
Yeah. And so, putting it with Patabond helps make everything.
Yeah, that was another
sense.
One of those panels that flowed really well. We tried to group them as best we could, and I think that panel and then the Fatapon.
Which is why we had to get Patahuan right out the gate, you know? Make people forget about it by the end. See, if that was like the last Patapon. Think about it, if that was the last Patapon.
I wouldn't be offended.
Oh, yeah, they'd be like, oh my gosh. You saved that for the end? How dare you? But, you know, some dead Patapon, like, yeah, good comic. Murder. Not murder, Pwnage.
So what ethnicity was the guy that got pwned?
That's a good question.
He's a white
guy. I'm going to say white. A white Christian.
We're safe.
Okay. Edit.
I don't know, Ray. That Patapon looks black to me.
Dude. Okay. All right. So what were your comments of the week?
Give me a second.
Why?
Oh, boy.
Why the podcast? We're going to get shut down. Someone's going to get angry. We're doomed.
Our web host is going to shut us down. Okay. My comments of the week go to Dandy and Matthew Gallant, who, within a span of 6 minutes... upstaged our entire comic. With a much better idea than any of the ones that we had.
Like, I just read it and you just slap your forehead like, oh, why didn't I think of that? It's perfect.
They both suggested Padawan, like from Star Wars. Like
Padawan.
Which is an apprentice type of Jedi.
Right.
And that would have been awesome. Like, give him a little hood and a lightsaber or something. And so I said, if they ever come out with a Padapon sequel, maybe we'll put a Padawan in there, but maybe it was because I did Padawan, and it sounds a lot like Padawan.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I even thought
taking credit for everything. That's what you normally do. See people. See what
oh
he does?
Yeah. Hey, I never said I was a good guy. Come on. But no, the guy's
clearly
great idea.
Clearly from your previous statements.
Hey, you draw the comics. I have no control over how they turn out. If they look racist, it's because of you. Anyhow, thank you for the great idea.
Yeah, thanks for the good comments and everything. It was a lot of fun.
I also liked, if I can get one more in there. Oh gosh, who was it? I gotta find it now.
TikTok, Tim. We got time limits on this kind of stuff.
Okay, here it is. Fleskafin said, haha, I got everyone except the first one. Can't wait to play it. And I had to think there for a second, like, really? Like,
Patapon.
The first one is just Patapon. Like, he really got me there. I must be an idiot or something, because Ray IM'd me. He's like, that was, you know, really funny what he said. I'm like, yeah, I really wasn't sure if he was being serious.
Well, you know what's great is I have to edit this part out too, but
oh boy,
sorry you had to miss that, folks. It was hilarious.
Yep, we have a lot of fun on this podcast. Anyhow,
so much happens behind the scenes.
Thank you, Fleskafin. Alright, where does that take us, Ray?
Well, it takes us to the most dreaded segment of the 2P Start Live podcast, the horrible Black Doom Award.
Mwahaha.
Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created.
Vector Man?
Vector. Vector the Crocodile.
Well, my Black Doom Award goes to, I don't know if you guys have seen it yet, but there's a video going around on YouTube. It goes to the parents of little Jonathan, who was given a present to open on Christmas with everybody watching and videotaping the whole thing. And he opens it up and it's a Xbox 360. And he just, like, flips out. He's like, like, it's clear they don't have, like, a ton of money. Like, they say even in the video, like, oh, we couldn't afford a 360 or whatever. And he gets it. And he's just so excited. And then he opens the box up, and there's just a bunch of clothes inside. And they all start cracking up. Like, for, like, 3 minutes, they're just laughing at this little kid. And that just really sucks. I mean, wouldn't you agree? I mean... At first, I wanted to laugh, but then they're, like, zooming in on him, and it's, like, he's just crying, you know? And it's, like, when you were a kid, you got, like, a really cool toy. Like, that was the world to you, you know? Like,
right.
When I got my NES, or even when I got my first PlayStation, like, that was just really cool, you know? Like, you just... That stuff's awesome. And then for them to... You open the box, and then they're, like, just kidding. Gosh. Like, that's just so crushing, you know?
Well, I always remember when I always get great gifts from my brother.
Mm.
We're not broken up yet. It's okay.
Good,
and
good.
And I remember one year I was much younger. He gave me an Iron Man action figure, and he put it in a box of Triscuits. And so I like opened it up. I'm like, oh, Triscuits, thanks. No, open it. Like, oh.
But see, that's okay.
Like, but that's a good.
If they gave him a 360 in like some piece of crap box or in the garbage or something like that, that's okay. Mm-hmm. But to do the opposite is horrible. But I have to say, Engadget says they're trying to find out who this kid is, and they really do honestly want to send him an Xbox 360. So that's kind of cool for them to do that. But
all right, well, my Black Doom Award goes to the Guitar Hero guitar, wireless guitar for the Wii. And here's the thing. If you want to buy Guitar Hero for the Wii, game and guitar included, it costs you $90. Well, just recently they announced that they are finally going to be selling the guitars separately for the first time in like 4 months for the Wii. And they're going to be sold for $70. And I'm like, $70? What? What? Like, I could understand if it was like a 360 guitar, maybe, where, you know, all the wireless functionality is built into the guitar. But essentially, all you freaking got is a big guitar shell with a whammy bar, a little clicker, and then the keys. You know, like, that's it. It all goes into your Wii Remote, and your Wii Remote does all the work. It sends the information to your Wii. You know, it does all the wireless technology. It does rumble.
It tilts.
It's like $70 for what? Oh, I'm just so bitter about that.
And then, what was the best part about that whole?
Well,
story?
The best part was like on the. Oh boy, let me pull it up.
Clock's ticking, Ray. Come on.
TikTok, man. It don't stop. If you go to redoctane.com, like the official Guitar Hero store. It lists product features for specifically the Nintendo Wii's guitar. It says 2.4 gigahertz wireless technology with a 30-foot range. Use up to 4 controllers simultaneously on one console. And auto sleep mode saves battery power. It's like, okay, all those things are done by the Wii Remote, okay? That's not a feature of your guitar in any way. That does nothing for the $70 price.
Well, it's like advertising your Wii game and saying... When you turn on your Wii, there's channels on there. Like, yeah, that's not your game. That's the Wii.
Weird.
It's like it's on your guitar. That's the Wii Remote. Thanks.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. It's like $70, really? That means your game is going to be $20, huh? Like, if I wanted to just buy the game itself, it should be no. So yeah, well, it's. I'm quite bitter about that, but hey, the good news is I don't really have anybody I need to be buying a second guitar for anymore. So
you're good.
Things are looking up. Things are looking up.
Well, just what you should do is wait till the Rock Band comes out on the Wii, and then you'll have your second guitar.
That's true. Yeah, or the Aerosmith version, Guitar Hero.
You could wait for that. Yes.
Oh,
if you're really into Aerosmith.
Tim's playing the Rock Band card on me here.
That's right.
It's like, my Rock Band card beats your Guitar Hero card. 30 damage.
I will have to brag a little bit here. I did finally complete Call of Duty 4, the last challenge, the mile-high level on Veteran. It took like 7 hours to do. So I'm glad I'm done. I have 1,000 out of 1,000 achievement points on that game. But it was fun.
And your wife watched the whole time, right?
She actually, you know what's funny? She actually did watch a lot of it.
Wow.
And she never watches me do anything. And she, you know, she cuts stuff out. She's a teacher, and so she's always doing something. And so she sat there for a number of the hours that I was repeating the exact same 5 seconds until I died over and over and over again. And so she was really happy when I beat it because she was tired of seeing me, you know, curse at the heavens over this game.
Well, it's always very frustrating watching someone do like the home run test in Smash Brothers because it's like, ready, go! And like they'll mess up, like restart. Ready, go! Ready, go! Ready!
Well, that's what this is like because there's
this is like for like a half hour, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because you can just get really into it, like, no, I almost have it.
And well, that's what this was like. Oh. It's like, tango down, then I die. Tango down, then I die. Tango down. Like, yeah, the same guy is dying in the first 3 seconds every time I play this game. Thank you.
You think he would learn from his mistakes, right? Like, maybe like the bullet, you saved it right when the bullet was right in front of his face. There's just no avoiding it. The horrible doom he has to face every time. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Catch us next week for an all-new episode of 2P Start Live every Monday. But in just a couple days, we'll have a brand new comic every Wednesday, as usual. So with that, he's Tim.
And he's Ray.
And this has been 2P Start Live.
Hasta la vista. You mean Patasonic?
Panasonic?
Patasonic.